News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this little Friday, heading for high around 84, 72 right now. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right after Kane and an update on traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have one accident, minor fender bender without injuries at Dolphin Street and Sage. They're moving out of the roadways. You're approaching the interstate. You'll see heavier pockets of traffic already from the airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt in 65, but a good ride downtown for the tunnels across the Bayway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. You're checking in accident-free. Stay the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Stay on July 1st and 2nd at the $229 advance purchase rate. Go to grand1847.com to make reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
There's no better place to celebrate Father's Day than Dolphin Island. Dad will enjoy the reopened West End Beach, where Thursday's free movie, Hidden Figures, tells the story of three African-American women mathematicians who worked at NASA and who served as the brains behind the launch and orbit of astronaut John Glenn. Snack vendors will be there. No glass, no pets, no grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. Make it a Father's Day weekend on Dolphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office, 649-7733.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
All right, 608, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and heck, the weekend is in, at least we're in the same zip code as the weekend.
It's knocking on the door.
Right, we're not there, but we're getting there. When the kids ask, how much longer? Not long now. We're almost there, kids.
It's like you're cooking a good dinner.
That's right, and it's about time to, like, to set the table.
Ooh, yes. Okay,
now that we've used up every possible analogy for the weekend forthcoming. Just an update here. Dr. Bill joins us at 6:35. We'll talk about weekend weather and the thunderstorm show that'll probably be again this afternoon and actually just to north of us already popping this morning. So more on that coming up in just a second. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. To debate or not to debate, when it comes to the gubernatorial race here in Alabama, Democratic candidate for Alabama Governor Walt Maddox says yes, he wants to debate incumbent Governor Kay Ivey, saying that...
Of course he does.
are you surprised? saying now that he has captured the Democratic nomination, Alabama voters deserve deserve to hear from the candidates. Of course, Maddox is the mayor of Tuscaloosa. He says that people are interested in comparing, quote, who is going to be best to address the state's problems in healthcare, education, and infrastructure. Governor Ivey's campaign, they did not say yet at this hour whether or not the governor will be willing to do a debate, saying there is time for these discussions between now and November. Quote, there will be plenty of time for these discussions and decisions in the months ahead. Right now, the governor is focused on keeping Alabama working. That's from her spokeswoman, Debbie Hancock. Governor Ivey, if you'll recall, did not participate in debates against her former Republican challengers prior to the June 5th primary. Looking ahead, the general election is November the 6th. The recent rains have caused quite a mess, as nearly 100,000 gallons of sewage has flowed out into city streets in Pritchard. 8 separate locations were impacted. Patricia Street received the brunt of the 36,000 gallons of sewage overflow. Also impacted College Street, Pritchard Avenue at Newsom, Strauss Avenue, Kraft Highway, North Bessemer Court, West Highland Drive, and Whistler Street. Mobile County Health Department says the flooding is due to heavy rains with inflow and infiltration. So if you live near these mentioned streets, take precautions when coming into contact with standing water, and always wash your hands, avoid touching food, and here's an also note. Area residents should take precautions when using gum tree branch for recreational purposes because of this overflow. All seafood harvested in this general area should be thoroughly cooked before eating. Again, wash your hands after cleaning seafood and before preparing your food. That's coming from the Mobile County Health Department. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A house went up in flames in Westmobile. It happened early this morning on Cody Road. Fire officials worked for several hours to put out the flames. No word on the cause of the fire or any injuries right now. The call came in about 1:30 this morning. Another Waffle House incident caught on cameras making the rounds on social media. Fort Walton Beach Police released body cam video of the incident May 2nd. A cell phone video of that incident has been going around social media, but police say it only showed part of what happened when a couple in the Waffle House refused to pay their bill.
I'm not paying nothing. I want to know.
The man eventually did pay the bill. He and his girlfriend were released from custody. Another rabid fox captured in Fairhope, the second one in the past month. Fox bit a trapper, but he's okay because he was wearing thick boots. The fox was found in the middle of the day, which officials say isn't normal behavior. After previous run-ins with rabid foxes, officials say they're not taking any chances with this one. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truitt. Truitt Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truitt Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truittinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truitt Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truitt today.
Important notice. If your property was hit by a hail or windstorm, call Mobile Roofing now. 251-888-0301. Hail and wind can damage your roof, and you need Mobile Roofing to physically inspect it. Mobile Roofing has trained and experienced personnel who can identify actual hail and wind damage. Mobile Roofing will inspect your roof for hail and wind damage and provide you a complete free report so you'll have the information to make the right decision. Don't wait. Call right now. 251-888-0301. 251-888-0301.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's a quarter after six here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NCAA announced two new rules on Wednesday. One rule that I think head coaches will love, and one rule that I think some coaches will just absolutely hate.
Okay.
So the first rule announced by the Division I Council yesterday, beginning in October, Division I student athletes will have the ability to transfer to a different school and receive a scholarship without asking their current school or coach for permission. The rule as it currently stands allows college coaches to block the transferring athlete from certain schools, usually within their division, and the athlete's been required to obtain permission for schools to contact him. The new rule allows a student to inform his or her current school of a desire to transfer. It then requires that school to enter the student's name into a national transfer database within 2 business days. Once the student athlete's name is in the database, other coaches are free to contact that individual. The second rule, passed by the D1 Council on Wednesday, allows Division I football players to participate in up to 4 games in a season without using up a season of competition. So student athletes have 5 years to complete 4 seasons of competition. We've all heard the term red shirt, gray shirt.
Yeah, so how does this affect that?
Okay, well now with this new rule, you can have a freshman play up to 4 games in 1 season and still receive a red shirt year to preserve his 4 years of eligibility. So in the past, we've seen like a highly touted quarterback recruit, maybe they're a second-string quarterback or a third-string quarterback, but because of injuries at the very end of the year, if the team is competitive, they may have to put that quarterback in to play because of injuries.
Any 4 games, 4 consecutive games? I mean, can they
do the playoffs count?
Any 4 games, yes. Bowl games is probably a major reason why they passed this, because we've seen so many upperclassmen pass up on bowl games when they're about to enter the NFL draft.
They want to risk injury.
Yeah, and that leaves some teams shorthanded without some of their best athletes. Now they're able to plug in some of those freshmen. Also, at the end of the year, put freshmen in, see how they're playing, see how the practices worked out for them up to that point, and they'll still have their 4 years of eligibility.
Do you see a downside? I know it's new news, but do you see a downside to this?
No, I don't. I like the new rule. I think coaches will love that rule. I think the transfer rule, probably some coaches aren't too happy about that one.
Yeah, so in this transfer rule, can the student-athlete make the decision to transfer to another program, and they don't notify the current team at all?
You have to notify your team, and they actually upped the penalty for teams contacting players without permission.
Right, now that never happens.
Yeah, well, now that there's this database and that schools have to enter the student-athlete's name into that database, then other schools can contact them. But if other schools try contacting a player who has not entered his name into the transfer database, then they will receive an extra penalty.
Okay. All right.
So 2 new rules. You'll have to keep an eye on those this coming football season. The South Alabama Jaguars football team will get a second chance to play the LSU Tigers for the first time. The Jaguars were supposed to take on the Tigers in November of 2016, if you remember, but that game was canceled because LSU and Florida needed to reschedule a game that was postponed due to Hurricane Matthew. Yesterday, both schools announced that USA and LSU will meet at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge on September 28th, 2024. So we're only 6 years away. The two teams have yet to play each other before. The Jags will open that 2024 season at home against North Texas, and they'll presumably be entering their 3rd or 4th season in that new on-campus stadium. Former Senior Bowl Executive Director Phil Savage officially has a new gig. The Alliance of American Football League announced Wednesday that Savage has been named the general manager of a team that will be located in Phoenix, Arizona. Savage had a long career in the front office of multiple NFL teams, served as the Cleveland Browns GM from 2005 until 2008. Savage took over as executive director of the Senior Bowl in 2012 and stepped down from that role early last month. According to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, the AAF will begin play in February of next year. There are already 7 franchises announced for the league: Phoenix, Birmingham, Memphis, Orlando, Atlanta, San Diego, and Salt Lake City. An 8th franchise is expected to be announced next week, and the league will hold their first draft later this year. In some sad news, Basketball Hall of Famer and Olympic gold medalist Ann Donovan passed away Wednesday at the age of 56 of heart failure. Donovan was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 1995, and she was also part of the inaugural class of the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame in 1999. Donovan won a national championship as a player while playing for Old Dominion and led the U.S. women's team to Olympic gold in 1984 and 88. After that, she went on to have a long career coaching in the WNBA and NCAA. And today, two big events in sports begin. The 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia gets started this morning at 10 a.m. with Russia taking on Saudi Arabia. The tournament will run through Sunday, July the 15th. Brazil and Germany are the top two favorites to win this year's cup. Also today, the U.S. Open begins at Shinnecock Hills in New York. The world's number one ranked player, Dustin Johnson, is the favorite to win. Tiger Woods, Justin Thomas, and Dustin Johnson tee off at 12:47 this afternoon. 629 FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Old Time Feed understands what it takes to make that seed, plant, and animals grow to be strong and healthy. They have all the tools and materials you need to make your lawn, garden, and pets the very best they can be. Old Time Feed, still in Fairhope on Greeno Road, where they're always happy to see you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's a question no one likes to think about. What will I do if cancer affects my family? The staff at Southern Cancer Center has been helping families answer this question for over a decade. I'm Dr. Curry McAvoy. Let us help. Southern Cancer Center has the latest treatments available, including access to cutting-edge clinical trials. We offer patient education and family support. We believe that together we can beat this and navigate you from patient to survivor. Learn more about our practice. Visit SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a great start coming into the East Shore. So far, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and downtown for the tunnels. I-10 to the 65 split. No problems and no accidents to report. A good ride in so far this morning. Market in the Park is back this Saturday and every Saturday till the end of July. From 7:30 in the morning till noon, stop by Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5, and happy Flag Day. We should always be displaying Old Glory, but today's a day all about it. I'll tell you what, I have some details about Flag Day and also a flag story that has absolutely caught my attention here locally. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about this coming up. You know, when people are caught doing right. But tonight at 6, when people are caught doing nice things, I like to point that out. We'll talk about it in a little bit. 6:22, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Well, I'm kind of wondering if you're looking over my shoulder because I'm talking about National Flag Day today.
Yeah,
in
okay.
This headline.
Yes.
Okay. So if that's okay with you, I can hold off if you want me to.
Caught tonight at 6. Yeah, no, go ahead with it. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, let's get to some serious news first. Okay. As an Alabama man shot in Baton Rouge earlier this month has died as a result of his injuries. 33-year-old Saroy Young from 8 Mile at last check had been transported to the hospital where he was listed in critical condition, but as of this morning, he has succumbed to his injuries. So police here are asking if you have information, of course, to please assist in this investigation because it is ongoing. You can call Crime Stoppers at 225-344-7867. Let's talk about Flag Day, as Sean has alluded to.
Yes.
You know, it falls within National Flag Week.
Yes.
Makes sense?
Yeah. Some years, some presidents, they say call for a flag week. Some mm-hmm. years they don't. It's but yeah, there's a Flag Day and Flag Week.
Well, let me explain. It's okay. A time when Americans reflect on the foundations of the nation's freedom. The flag of the United States represents freedom and has been an enduring symbol of the country's ideals since its early days. During both events, Americans also remember their loyalty to the nation, reaffirm their belief in liberty and justice, and observe the nation's unity. So many people here in the U.S. honor this day by displaying the American flag at their homes and at public buildings. So if you see more flags today, now you'll understand why. Another popular way, having flag-raising ceremonies, Flag Day services. If school were in school quizzes. But you can still do those at home. Essay competitions. I love the street parades, musical salutes. Of course, we're talking nationwide.
That is America. I mean, it's something that I think is, I'm not saying it's lost, because there will be towns across the Fruity Plain that do it.
Right.
But the idea of a Flag Day parade, you just don't see it as much.
You don't. But, you know, we can start something.
We could. I love a parade.
I'm just saying. So this information coming to us from timeanddate.com if you'd like to look further. But organizations such as the National Flag Day Foundation, they are still actively involved in coordinating activities which center around this event and keeps the flag's traditions alive. I think this is fantastic. Following Flag Day is Honor America Days, a 21-day period through to Independence Day, which of course is July 4th, to honor America. And also this, happy 243rd birthday to the U.S. Army. Yeah. Ahuah. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Okay, well, since you have the information open in front of you, can you help me with a couple things? Number one, celebration of Flag Day and Flag Week, American flag muscle shirt. Where is that? wearing American flag muscle shirt.
You know what? I don't quite see that.
Okay, but maybe somewhere on the list, American flag bikini.
I'm going to go with, that's a no-no, and I don't care how beautiful you may look in the bikini, that would be a no-no.
Now, a red, white, and blue bikini is fine.
Yes.
It's fine. That's what people sometimes misunderstand, too. They'll say, yeah, you can't really see me seeing wearing red, white, and blue something. I said, you can wear the flag code denotes the actual flag being used as a garment. And other than being a logo in true style of the flag, okay, like patches on the military uniforms and different, that's fine. That's completely fine. But using it as, a bikini, using it as a muscle shirt, tank top.
That's a no-no.
These are no-nos. Well, although, it makes me feel like the world's biggest stick in the mud, because I realize time has marched on, and that kind of flag code worry that I have, no one else worries about. There's way more people worried about a raccoon on a ledge on a building in Minneapolis.
Oh, my goodness.
Than care about, how to properly display the flag.
How do you feel about the flag lawn chairs? Are those a big no-no, too? The lawn chairs you can put out and watch some fireworks
with? If it's not
with
the actual flag, no.
Okay.
If it's red, white, and blue, that's great. Mm-hmm. If it's the flag and you're sitting on it,
that's a big no-no.
That's a big horrible no-no. You are disrespecting it. And I think that you have a different view. Maybe if you've served, or you know someone who served, someone very close to you, or you just love history, you have to understand. And people mean well. You know what I mean? They do mean well.
You are right.
You have to give them credit because they're so proud to be an American.
Good for you for bringing that up, because I get on the negative rant. And when I do see people with that, majority of the time I go, that person is as patriotic as they can be. They just don't realize this, and it's dogmatic. It's made by humans, rules for other humans. I understand that. But there's something about, whether it's military or through scouting, like I grew up, that you have, you get taught this
early.
You get taught this code. And, that's, I don't know, it's just one of these things that's lost in our country, flag code. Which, by the way, who's it not lost on? I have a story coming up later this hour about two folks, the young folks, out having young folks fun in
Youngins.
Town, who, and that's at this age, I know they're Dalton's age, but to me, the young folks, you can hear the story coming up in just a little bit. They came upon a flag, American flag, that had been ripped down and thrown on the ground, and they decided, you know what, let's pick it up, let's fold it properly.
Amen.
So great.
And put it back on the porch of the house. We'll tell you more about this coming up in just a little bit right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Station contests are everywhere, but summer better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at the Carrot Pets Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. You could win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1 in 5 chance of winning the grand prize, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, as well as Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed, chicken tenders for you and your friends from Goldfingers, an inshore fishing charter from Gray Gulf Charters, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy
Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at FMTalk1065.com and our Facebook, Local Business, Local Winners. From your local hometown radio station. And it all starts now at the Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. Register now through Tuesday in the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 1065.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pensacola police say they found the vehicle investigators believe was involved in a deadly hit-and-run on Cervantes Street last week. The driver of the white Dodge Challenger hit three people on June 6. Two of them died, including an eight-month-old girl. Investigators have been searching for the car since. Police plan to hold a press conference today to give an update. A Mobile teenager already serving time for an attempted carjacking is now facing a murder charge. 60-year-old Barry Reynolds died after being stabbed at the state and correctional facility in Elmore County. Prison officials say 18-year-old Michael Williams of Mobile will be charged in Reynolds' death. Williams was serving time for shooting a woman in 2015 in an attempted carjacking. Maria Williamson lost her eye. If convicted of the prison murder, Williams could face the death penalty. The suspect in a hostage situation, Levi Washington, appeared before a judge. Prosecutors say Washington kicked in the door of his ex-girlfriend's apartment and locked himself inside with his daughter Monday. They say when SWAT officers attempted to enter the apartment, that's when he used the four-year-old as a shield. Police say during the standoff, he held a gun to his daughter's head. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
A storm hit Wilkes-Barre Township in Pennsylvania overnight. Correspondent Polo Sandoval says you can see the damage. You can hear it.
You can even smell it. Crews right now trying to repair a broken propane line. You can smell some of that gas from our location here. The question now, what caused all this? Were they straight-line winds or a possible tornado?
The much-anticipated report on the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation is coming out later today. Meantime, correspondent Abby Phillip reports President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is separating from his criminal defense attorneys.
Cohen has split with his legal team, and a separate source says he spent Wednesday meeting with at least three firms with experience in the Southern District of New York, which is handling the probe.
The 2018 World Cup begins in Russia today, and 7 years after voters approved it, legal sports betting begins in New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy plans to place the first bet at Monmouth Park. I'm Evan Haney.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. China's government says some Chinese exporters are rushing to fill orders due to concern about possible changes in trade risks. The White House is preparing a list of Chinese goods targeted for a tariff hike. The threatened U.S. tariff hikes are in response to complaints Beijing steals or pressures foreign companies to hand over technology. A Commerce Ministry spokesman says a few companies have increased the number of short orders to avoid risks. German prosecutors say a probe of senior Volkswagen executives for market manipulation could be concluded this year after they ordered the carmaker to pay $1.2 billion to settle claims for emissions cheating. Prosecutors described the penalty as one of the highest ever levied on a German company. They're also investigating whether senior VW executives informed investors in a timely fashion about the size of potential fines faced by the carmaker for cheating U.S. emissions tests. Crude oil trading at $66.86 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures little changed. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stackout deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today: confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So you told us, if you liked yesterday's weather, you'll like today's weather and on down the road, and that showed itself to be true yesterday. Wow, another thunderstorm display.
Yeah, and yet officially at the airport, only a trace of rain, but certainly some areas picked up more than an inch of rain, and that's going to be the pattern with some of these heavy downpours here over the next few days. And you may not get rain for a couple of days, and then you'll end up with 2-3 inches of rain. It's just the way it is.
Yep.
We've got, on the weather map, it looks like we ought to have some pretty nice weather with a high pressure system over us, but it's in the upper atmosphere where we have a low pressure area that's just kind of hovering around over Alabama, northwest Florida, and the southeast Mississippi, and that's what helps set off the thunderstorms. As we start to get some heating in the late morning and afternoon, those thunderstorms start popping up, and those thunderstorms help produce other thunderstorms and so on until it finally tapers off in the evening. So today, look for mostly cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms, and temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, mainly in the evening, as it begins to taper off. We'll see a low tonight around 70, 72 degrees. And then tomorrow, that low pressure system in the upper atmosphere is coming right over us, kind of sit right over us, and Pensacola, Pascagoula area. And that means tomorrow, scattered to numerous thunderstorms, and a high temperature getting in again into the mid and upper 80s. Now, over the weekend, that low will gradually move away, but still we'll see scattered thunderstorms Saturday in the upper 80s. And again, scattered afternoon thunderstorms Sunday with a high in the upper 80s. Monday, we start to dry out a little bit with just a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms. And when that happens, we get more sunshine, and the high temperature will be around 90 to 92 degrees. So enjoy those temperatures in the 80s, but unfortunately, we've got a lot of rain to go with it.
All right, and so you're talking about that low and what's happening in the tropics. Is that the only thing on the radar? What's that thing in the near the Yucatan?
Yeah, that's about it. It'll be crossing Yucatan and into the southwestern Gulf this weekend. There's a possibility maybe some development into a depression could occur, but it's mainly going to bring a lot of rain into South Texas between Corpus Christi and Brownsville, and it's no problem for us. I mean, we're going to continue to have the same weather pattern with those scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast for today, the weekend, and always keeping an eye on the tropics, doing it all hurricane season long. The man with a PhD in tropical weather, man teaches the course in tropical weather, and one of the founders of the Coastal Weather Research Center that tracks tropical weather. In other words, he knows this stuff. So all hurricane scenes in long depend on Dr. Bill Williams. All right, 6:38, coming right back with traffic and headlines.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space. But it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. Mobile Police Department, state troopers have plenty of radar, but a nice ride from that 65 split. You're traveling from Rangeline, Hamilton Boulevard, Theodore Dawes Road, from Schillinger and Three Knots, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Perfect start to the day. Up from Pritchard to Saraland, no delays. Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. Treating you like family for 5 years with their brand new 6,500 square foot showroom and service department, offering the largest selection of new and used golf carts in the area. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here. And the weekend, like you said, we can see it from here. We're in the same zip code as the weekend.
Would you call today junior then and tomorrow senior?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Oh. Today, Friday, it could be today's Friday junior. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I say Friday Eve sometimes, Friday junior. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, the weekend will be here at some point during the day. Hey, you can start the weekend early, at least for me. If I'm sitting at the original Oyster House on the Causeway, that's my location, looking at the Delta, looking at the north end of the bay, it's kind of weekend time no matter what day of the week it is. Great seafood, great staff, great views. Both locations of the original Oyster House. In Gulf Shores, you're looking at Little Lagoon. And here on the Causeway, obviously, you're looking at the Delta and the north end of the bay. And the seafood, fantastic at both. And great deals like Military Mondays. So if you're going to wait till Monday, you're a military member, wear your uniform, bring your ID. 10% off your lunch or dinner at the Original Oyster House. More details on their website, originaloysterhouse.com. All right, 6:41, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. An 82-year-old woman was viciously attacked in her own home, and an 18-year-old has been arrested. The attack happened in Escambia County, Florida. The teenager is accused of stabbing the woman during the attack. Authorities say Tyler Owen stabbed Carol Carmichael in the back, sliced her face and her neck during a home invasion Sunday. The woman was facing away from Owens when the attack took place, according to police. And they also said, he said, quote, "I'm sorry, but I have not eaten in 4 days." That's according to the police report. Owens is...
How is that? Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
That's his excuse. Okay.
But it gets worse.
Yeah.
Okay. So he is accused of stealing the victim's cell phone and her purse, which included her credit cards and her ID. As if that weren't bad enough, he's also accused of swiping a jar of money meant for donations at a local church. 18 years old, arrested. Let's bring it closer to home here in Orange Beach. Closer, of course. There are do's and don'ts to enjoying your time on the water. Right, Sean?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Running your boat or your yacht onto the jetty at Orange Beach is a no-no.
But it has been a yes for people over the decades.
Yes, and this is what happens to them. They get arrested.
Especially if they're drunk, yes.
There you go. An Orange Beach man arrested for public intoxication after police say he ran his yacht onto the jetty at Orange Beach. The scene unfolded on the East Jetty at Perdido Pass around 2 a.m. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. Police confirmed that 47-year-old Stephen Craig Hallam of Orange Beach, he was alone on that boat when they got there. He was arrested at the scene for public intoxication, booked into the Orange Beach City Jail. Here's a quote. "Mr. Hallam was arrested for public intoxication just because of the amount of time and not witnessing the accident. We could not prove he was the one driving the boat." So he was booked into jail Wednesday afternoon on a $1,700 bond. Once he does bond out, he will be responsible for removing that yacht from the jetty. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, and speaking of arrest here, to update on a story, I guess, from last week or the week before, the dancing FBI agent.
Oh, yes. The so-called backflip move.
Yeah, so he did his backflip, and his service weapon falls out. He reaches to grab it with his finger, depressing the trigger and firing the handgun, striking a person. Well, FBI agent who unintentionally, and I agree with that, he did was not he's intentionally stupid, but I don't think he meant to kill or hurt anybody.
No.
Who unintentionally shot someone while dancing at a Denver bar, appeared in court yesterday to face second-degree assault charges. Chase Bishop, 29, turned himself in Tuesday to Denver police and was later released on a $1,000 bond. Denver County Court Judge Andrea Eddy ruled to allow Bishop to travel back home to Washington, where he lives and works, before his next court date in July. Bishop did not speak in court on Wednesday, but nodded his head with his hands crossed in front of him. The off-duty agent, of course, we have probably all seen the video now, was showing off his moves at a center of a dance circle at the Mile High Spirits Bar on June 2nd when he launched into a back handspring. During the move,
Who would forget the move?
His firearm fell out of his waistband holster onto the floor. A Bishop moved to pick up the weapon and unintentionally fired one shot. He then put his gun back in his pants and walked away with his hands up. One person was struck in the lower leg and is expected to survive. But yeah, yesterday, his day in court. We'll probably hear more about this when it goes to trial.
Did he moonwalk into court? I'm just asking.
It's only because he was such a good dancer. If he could only do the robot, that probably wouldn't have happened.
Right. If you are, if you conceal and carry, like I may or may not, at some point, there's certain dance. First of all, I will say it's different because he's a law enforcement officer, has obviously different standards, can be in different places. But if that Mile High Spirits place is just what we call a bar.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's bars and grills and bar. I'm not using a legal term here, y'all, so don't hold me to this, but the way we define it, you look at your concealed carry permit, where you're allowed to carry and not.
Mm-hmm.
Bar and grill, place like that, you can, you know, like a restaurant that serves beer or spirits or whatever, you can have your weapon. But if you're in a bar,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Like a hole in the wall.
Like no windows, bar.
One exit.
Yeah, if you're in a bar, you cannot carry legally with your concealed carry permit in the state of Alabama. Obviously, it's different. He's an FBI agent. Just make that a word to the wise. So, you know, he's in there. He's in the bar. Maybe it's time to just do some plain old dance moves.
Maybe so.
Maybe even the Roger Rabbit, something like that, but nothing nothing with a backflip.
Or the Kid and Play would work.
The Kid and Play involves some... We'll have to analyze that during the break. All right, coming right back.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A house went up in flames in Westmobile. It happened early this morning on Cody Road. Fire officials worked for several hours to put out the flames. No word on the cause of the fire or any injuries right now. The call came in about 1:30 this morning. Another Waffle House incident caught on cameras making the rounds on social media. Fort Walton Beach police released body cam video of the incident May 2nd. A cell phone video of that incident has been going around social media, but police say it only showed part of what happened when a couple in the Waffle House refused to pay their bill.
I'm not paying nothing. I want to know.
The man eventually did pay the bill. He and his girlfriend were released from custody. Another rabid fox captured in Fairhope, the second one in the past month. Fox bit a trapper, but he's okay because he was wearing thick boots. The fox was found in the middle of the day, which officials say isn't normal behavior. After previous run-ins with rabid foxes, officials say they're not taking any chances with this one. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The NCAA announced two new rules on Wednesday, one rule that head coaches will love, and one rule that some coaches will probably dislike a lot. The first rule, announced by the Division I Council, beginning in October, Division I student-athletes will have the ability to transfer to a different school and receive a scholarship without asking their current school or coach for permission. The rule as it currently stands allows college coaches to block the transferring athlete from certain schools, and the athlete has been required to obtain permission for schools to contact him. The new rule allows a student to inform his or her current school of a desire to transfer and then requires that school to enter the student's name into a national transfer database within 2 business days. Once the student athlete's name is in that database, other coaches are free to contact that individual. The second rule passed by the D1 Council on Wednesday allows Division I football players to participate in up to 4 games in a season without using up a season of competition. Student athletes have 5 years to complete 4 seasons of competition. And with this new rule, a freshman can play up to 4 games in a season and still receive a redshirt year to preserve his 4 years of eligibility. The South Alabama Jaguars football team will get a second chance to play the LSU Tigers for the first time. Jaguars were supposed to take on the Tigers in November of 2016, but that game was canceled because LSU and Florida needed to reschedule a game that was postponed due to Hurricane Matthew. Yesterday, both schools announced that USA and LSU will meet at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge on September 28, 2024. The two teams have yet to play each other in their program's histories. The Jags will open the 2024 season at home against North Texas, and presumably they'll be entering their 3rd or 4th season in the new on-campus stadium. Former Senior Bowl Executive Director Phil Savage officially has a new job. The Alliance of American Football League announced Wednesday that Savage has been named the general manager of a team that will be located in Phoenix, Arizona. Savage had a long career in the front office of multiple NFL teams and served as the Cleveland Browns GM from 2005 until 2008. Savage took over as executive director of the Senior Bowl in 2012 and stepped down from that role early last month. According to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, the AAF will begin play in February of 2019, and there are already 7 franchises announced for the league: Phoenix, Birmingham, Memphis, Orlando, Atlanta, San Diego, and Salt Lake City. An 8th franchise is expected to be announced next week, and the league will hold their first draft later this year. In some sad news, basketball Hall of Famer and Olympic gold medalist Ann Donovan passed away Wednesday at the age of 56 of heart failure. Donovan was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 1995 and also was part of the inaugural class of the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame in 1999. She won a national championship as a player while playing for Old Dominion, led the U.S. women's team to Olympic gold in 1984 and 1988. After that, she went on to have a long career coaching in the WNBA and NCAA. Today, 2 big events in sports begin. The 2018 FIFA World Cup in Russia gets started this morning at 10 a.m. with Russia taking on Saudi Arabia. The tournament will run through Sunday, July 15th. Brazil and Germany are the top 2 favorites to win this year's cup, followed by Spain and France. Also today, the U.S. Open begins at Shinnecock Hills in New York. The world's number 1 ranked player, Dustin Johnson, is the favorite to win. Justin Rose, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and Ricky Fowler are right behind Johnson, according to oddsmakers. Players began teeing off at 5:45 this morning. Tiger Woods, Justin Thomas, and Dustin Johnson tee off at 12:47 this afternoon. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, so it's Russia and Saudi Arabia in the first match?
That's correct.
What is it called, the Human Rights Bowl or yeah, something like that?
I think so, yeah. I think they play in the Bahamas or something like that. No, it's in Russia.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a great start on the Eastern Shore so far. From Malbus, Spanish Fort, Fairhope, and Daphne, no delays and no accidents as you're traveling across the Bayway. Mobile Police Department are clear. A good start to the morning from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. At SpringHill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the SpringHill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, 2-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 6-5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered evening thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
6:53, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you here. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Sean. I want to tell you about this. A high-speed chase leads to an arrest in Thomasville. Behind the wheel, a 20-year-old from Monroe County. The events kicked off after authorities say Noah Hadley stole items from a local Walmart. Employees called police when he actually returned back to the store. Thomasville police, they tried to stop him. Then he sideswiped their vehicle and took off. As for the chase, it continued onto Highway 43 in Clark County, where police say he started driving on the wrong side of the road, going south in the northbound lanes. Alabama State Troopers jumped into this one. You have the county sheriff's office who joined the pursuit, and he went back to the southbound lanes. Very close to Highway 84, State Troopers, they tried to stop him with spike strips, but he avoided the device by cutting through or detouring through a nearby parking lot. He was on a mission here. So the chase continued into Monroe County when police say he started to lose control of his vehicle because the engine started to smoke. Okay? He wasn't done, though. Police say he bailed from that vehicle and then took off running. Guess who they had to bring in on this one?
Helicopter?
Nope.
The dogs.
There we go. K-9 unit. Chased him. And he surrendered before the dog was about to take a bite out of his crime. Okay? He's been charged with assault, attempting to elude, reckless endangerment, and theft of property. And more charges are expected as the other agencies chime in on their portion of the situation. Next time we chit-chat, I'm going to tell you about a your favorite, Sean, job fair.
Well, job fair and apartment fires 24/7, right?
Well, let me tighten that up a little bit. There's a local business looking to hire people.
Okay, all right. There's a little more specific.
Yeah, I just wanted to ruffle your feathers.
All right, which is that's a good way to do it.
It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:56, FM Talk 106.5. Stat out that says 22% of Americans will not buy their Father's Day gift for dad until Father's Day.
That is wrong.
You know, like if they're going to go out and meet dad for lunch or go over to the house, they stop at the gas station, whatever, pick up a Snuggie, and some 10W-40 motor oil.
Wait, and camouflage Snuggie?
Well, that'd be cool. Camo Snuggie for dad, some motor oil, and a six-pack of cold beer or something.
Maybe a car phone charger?
Yeah, something, whatever they got there convenient for dad.
Or something you took from your dad, so, you just replace it.
Yeah, so don't be that person. Do your shopping way ahead of time, like maybe today. Tonight at Cottage Hill Package. Cottage Hill Package had a great event last night with the Big Beach, actually tonight with the Big Beach Brewers. That goes on at 6. You know, they're coming from Gulf Shores, the whole way from Gulf Shores, but they're bringing their 100 Days IPA, Rod's Real Cream Ale, Dixie's Heart Irish Red Ale, and their Small Town Brown Ale. So 6 tonight, do the beer tasting, and while you're there, get ahead of the game. Don't be that person that waits till Sunday to get dad his gift. Craft beers, fine spirits, wines, a huge selection of cigars, which is a big one for me. So my dad, cigar fan. I am a cigar boron. I don't know anything about it. I mean, I know a few that I've had over the years. I've smoked probably 20 in my life, and some I've liked more than others. But I go in, and Billy, the tobacconist there, can say, okay, well, what does he normally smoke? And he can say, okay, try this, this, and the other. They have a person to guide you through the humidor and help you make great decisions on cigars for gifts. Cottage Hill Package online at cottagehillpackage.com. Find them on Facebook as well. But tonight at 6, double your fun when you come out. Join the Manesses for their Big Beach Brewers tasting event. 4 different beers to taste and your chance to do some shopping for dad as well. Cottage Hill Package. Go tell them I said hello. All right, coming right back, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on a Thursday or a Friday Junior or Friday Eve.
Yes, we've renamed it.
All right, it's good. I'm going to go with that.